This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 23, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Showers today, temperatures near 50, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 1:20 p.m. Marblehead School Superintendent John Buckley told the town budget hearing this week that the district would need to cut 33 staff positions if the town does not pass a budget override to increase funding for the school department. The Daily Item is reporting today that the cuts could include teachers, paraprofessionals, and coaches at the freshman level. Beverly Mayor Michael Cahill delivered his State of the City address this week to the City Council meeting. Cahill mentioned many projects that are online or that are currently in the pipeline to begin soon. He stated that all of these projects would not be possible without solid fiscal planning.
We need to continue this focus on strong reserves to see us through the next recession, as the very point of reserves is to ensure we are able to continue to educate our children, keep our residents safe, and provide enriching and meaningful services for all our residents whenever the next real economic downturn hits, and that we are able to continue to deliver those critically important services at an outstanding world-class level right on throughout any hard times.
Cahill opened his address by celebrating the people of Beverly who served the city in many different ways.
I want to begin by celebrating the people of Beverly, from the hundreds of residents who volunteer on city boards and committees, to every resident and local business owner who spends time in good faith trying to make children's, seniors, and neighbors' lives better in ways small and large. And thank you to our scout leaders embodying it in the room tonight. And to everyone who takes the time to engage in our many public and political processes, to you, my colleagues on the City Council, and our colleagues on school committee and at every other level of government.
Cahill's entire address can be seen on BevCam. A former Danvers police officer admitted in court yesterday that there was evidence he was drunk when involved in a 2019 crash. The Salem News is reporting that if Adam French, 49 years old, stays out of further trouble in the future, then his case will be dismissed. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger was a guest this week on Lynn TV's The American Dream program, hosted by attorney Jim Carrigan. In that program, the sheriff discussed many of the big initiatives that his department provides, and he was clear to point out the serious nature of the work his staff performs at the Middleton Jail.
You know, let's just talk about the jail in and of itself, because I think a lot of people don't understand what's up there, and I know there's a lot of folks that want to see the progressive piece of it, which I think we're doing a good job, and I give my staff credit, but folks still have to understand it's a jail. And again, I think right now we're about 1,050 inmates. People find it surprising when I tell them we have about 40 murder suspects inside Middleton. And a lot of people think, well, you're only a county jail, so you don't have all these serious felons, these violent crimes, offenses that are being charged to your inmates. We do, because about 70% of our population is pretrial. So they have not been convicted of a crime yet. So they are in county jails, and the other 30 is sentenced. You can only be sentenced to a county jail for up to 2.5 years. Anything over that, you go to state prison, which used to be Walpole, but now it's really Shirley.
Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. Bill Newell on sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell on sports. The Bruins host the Canadiens tonight for the first time this year. Bruins' Patrice Bergeron.
It's always, one of our biggest rivals, and it's always a lot of fun to play against them, and lots of history on both sides. And so you'd like to see a little bit more of those games, but I do understand that that's the way the schedule's been written. It's not easy to make 32 different schedules, but it is strange, and I guess we're all looking forward to it.
The Celtics are off tonight. They'll host the Pacers tomorrow. Red Sox lost to the Twins 11-0 last night. They'll play at the Pirates today. NCAA Division III Frozen Four hockey at Endicott College this weekend. Friday, the first semifinal matchup features number 10, University of New England, versus number 3, Adrian. The nightcap will feature number 4, Endicott, versus number 2, Hobart. Endicott defenseman Eric Manukian.
It means the world to us as a senior, with Noah being here as a senior. We've worked 4 years for this. Our freshman year, we kind of got a a little messed up with COVID, had our first chance, but unfortunately wasn't able to get through there, and we were battling through the next year. Just been kind of a hard track for these past 4 years, and we're kind of seeing all those 4 years of hard work come to fruition, and kind of going to grind it out into the Frozen Four.
We have a complete post on our website with all of the details of this weekend's Frozen Four D3 ice hockey tournament at Endicott College. In high school sports, Mark Lee has announced that he is stepping down as St. Mary's boys hockey coach. More on that story later this week on the website. Schools starting their spring practices this week under some very good weather. Here is Pawtucket Athletic Director Dan Thornton speaking with us yesterday morning.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, it's been a great week to start. The weather is cooperating with us. There's not many years where we are outside, and we've had multiple sports teams. The softball team's actually outside. The track team's outside. The tennis teams have been outside. And today, baseball's going to be out there, and lacrosse has been out there. And so it's pretty exciting for us because, you know, as you can imagine, at this time of year, there could be 3 feet of snow on the ground, and we're really trying to find space in the gym for everybody. But and just, you know, as an athletic director, what we go through is we basically have the gym booked for all of the teams. And as you can imagine, too, it would start at 2:30 in the afternoon with the track team, for instance, and I think we were scheduled to end around 9 p.m. with boys lacrosse. So that's what indoors looks like. So getting outside is great.
Dan Thornton from Pawtucket Regional High School. And St. John's Prep star running back Carson Brown has committed to play football at Bentley. That's sports. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.